Well, and my film, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy, is about how Trump's going to steal the election, and the GOP will steal the Senate too. And I thought it looked like history was going to make a fool of me, and that I had hung out there on celluloid making an improbable statement. Well, unfortunately, history has patted me on the back too in a very frightening way.
Yeah.
This election was stolen, pure and simple. It was rigged, and the reason why Trump said it is that because he knew his buddies were rigging it. And through several tricks that I uncover in the film and in the companion book, the GOP had a secret list of 7.2 million voters that it intended to pull off the voter rolls. They didn't get all of them. They didn't expect to. But they did get about 1.1 million people chucked off the voter rolls for the crime of voting twice or registering twice in two different states. So Peter B. Collins registered in state in California and then registered, say, in Alabama, which is against the law. Unless you've moved, but if you're intending to vote, that's a felony crime. 5 years in the slammer. So they removed 1.1 million voters, and as far as I could tell, in terms of this crime, they arrested four people for doing this. And it doesn't look like they came even off this list.